After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Whoo, child, we got Jen flying, Jeff in a new suit, Khalil just doing the thing, and we got Thunder Grace back. Stay tuned, we have so much to talk about.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! Yes, girl. Listen, can we just have a moment of silence for what is Painkiller? Just
God bless America.
I don't know if I want to be silent in that moment.
I'm a Tobias.
Yes, a Tobias real quick. He was like, what is up, guys? We are back for another episode of Black Lightning. We're season 3, episode 3, and we have a lot to talk about. Okay, we got Jeff in a new suit. We gotta find out if everyone likes it, if we're feeling it. Jen is out here flying and giving interesting tours. We have a potential Thunder Grace reunion. I'm not sure if I'm convinced that this is the end of the trouble for them. And Tobias has to be up to something. Ooh. Y'all, we have so much to talk about. But before we get into all of that, before we get into our special segment that you guys are gonna have to stay tuned for, let me introduce my lovely crew to my left. She is the number one fan in Khalil's fan club, honey.
Yeah. All right.
If Khalil is painkiller, she is aspirin, okay? Miss Lanisha, how are you doing?
Thank you.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, good. I'm still there.
I love it. And to further to my left, you know, she is zen like Tobias. She's here to bring you all the facts, to take our conversation to a deeper level, as always. It's my boo, Zuri. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. This was an interesting episode.
Yes, loving the lip color, loving the purple.
Thank you. Vibes. Like everything about her.
And to the very end, Freeland's finest, okay? She's been here since season 1. She has rocked with us. She, you know, brings the truth like no other. She brings a fun outside point of view from someone who doesn't normally hang out with comic book nerds like myself. What's up, Miss Portia Carter?
What is so, my people? And I'm just happy to be here because this show has had so much going on that I thought we were already on episode 4. Turns out this is only the 3rd episode. Yes. I was so shocked to find that out.
There's a lot going on. And if y'all don't know me, I would like to think of myself as like somewhat of a DC princess, if you will. You can catch me on The Flash. You can catch me on Watchmen on Sundays. My name is Drew J. What's up, boo? How you doing? Talking to myself. Hi, I'm good. You know. Anyway, we have so
How
much.
Did we get here?
Honestly, it's been a long day. And it's tough.
Absolutely.
As LeBron James said, it's Taco Tuesday. So yes. Okay, I'm already envisioning the tacos I'm going to have after the show.
I'm coming with you.
Let's go. What are your all's thoughts of tonight's episode? Because a lot happened. We got to see a lot of new stuff. It's really kicking off.
Ooh. Okay, so first off, I hate Agent Odell. I think I put it in all caps for you. I hate him. And you know, because it's just so frustrating because how could someone so bad be so fine? That's just so deceiving.
You know, Portia's not so... Portia not having it. Portia's face.
No, she's not having it.
Portia, let me know how you felt about tonight's episode.
It was interesting, really jam-packed, and I second the motion of hating Odell. I want him to die. Mm-hmm. And he really put me over the edge this tonight. Tonight, I looked at him so many times and wanted to say, mother... like that.
Just shake him.
Strangle him.
I really don't know what's going on. Like, I feel like every direction I feel like this episode, like, really shifted that. I thought, like, Tobias and Odell would have been working together. I feel like maybe at least at the end of last episode, now it turns out that they're actually arch enemies. I'm surprised that the family members are not all on the same page as I thought that they were. Like, you know, like everyone seemed to be like going behind each other's back to work, and I didn't expect that either. So I don't know what to think.
I always love the first like three or four episodes of a show, of a new season, because it's like you're trying to figure out what we're doing in the season, and you're seeing the foundation set for all these different storylines. Mm. So I feel like tonight was really fun to get to see the foundation build. But let's hop right into it. Khalil, or should I say Painkiller, because he's only Painkiller right now.
Yeah.
Khalil was Khalilin.
He sure was.
Khalil was fine, sexy Khalilin.
Listen. Shout out to Jordan Calloway, because that was a look. You know?
When I was watching him fight, I wondered, like, what kind of training he had to do. Even to get his body with that push-up, like, what?
The side?
Yeah, like, what do you...
I can barely do one pull-up. He was out here flexing with the...
And the fact that he had 23 styles of fighting memorized.
Mastered.
And then was talking about some, do you know you can do such and such with through somebody's heart with just one blow? He was like, okay, add it to your weapon list. I already did.
You know what's concerning about him? So two things. I really like the character of Painkiller as this, like, cocky bad guy. Like, I don't like him because I want Khalil back, but as a separate entity, I like him because I'm like, oh, you're cocky. Like, you're cocky. The way you, like, talk is very, like, but also the way he's kind of obsessed with ending lives. Like,
because he
keeps dropping these facts about how you can kill people, and I'm like, we should be concerned. I feel like he's
going to... They bred him into a killer.
I feel like he's going to become bigger than what they're prepared
for. Yeah, that's what I think. I think he's going to end up losing control, because the more he's finding out these facts, the more he's saying, like, oh, I could do this, I could do this, I'm already doing this. And the machine was saying, like, oh, you only needed to be doing this. No, I want to do more.
He's quoting a tyrant, which is, like... concerning. And also, he's doing things that Odell, who supposedly programmed him, didn't know he can do. So I think that's a good insight to what's going to come in further episodes.
Painkiller.
As long as he brings pain to Odell, I'm with it. But if he doesn't, then...
The fight scene, like, every season they manage to up the fight scenes. His little fight scene with the with the guns, that was crazy.
Crazy.
Didn't even look at the guy we were talking
about. This man shot somebody without looking at him. Like, picked up a shotgun and was like, clock, clock, boom. With his face forward.
Like,
he was just taking people out like they was dead in 2.5 seconds, left and right. People just falling. Just when they thought they had them, they didn't.
Well, I was too scary to see that part.
Looked away?
I looked away.
My part was when he put the knife in, because that was a knife he put in his mouth, right? And pulled it out.
That was crazy. My part. No, but listen, from a cinematic view, I love seeing how those things are filmed and seeing the choreography that takes place, you know, for those fight scenes. And that was just so... just swift and sharp and very, like...
They upped their budget this season.
Yeah. They sure did.
Okay.
Because they were not playing at all. They did not come to play. I'm concerned about Painkiller. Like, I think he's someone we need to keep an eye on. And I don't know if the love of Jin is going to be enough.
You know. Did you guys see his spines?
Yeah.
It looks really good. They did some good makeup this. They also did some good makeup this episode. Tobias' makeup was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Not to move along, but that makeup team, shout out to them.
They're doing it this season.
They
tow
him up.
That's in
your bedroom?
We're not confirming anything on this show.
no confirmations necessary.
No confirmations necessary. Just check out my interview with Jordan Calloway if you are interested from Comic-Con. We talked about a lot of things about this season, so you can go look at it if you want. Make your own decisions.
I'll go look at it.
The more you know.
I'll make my decisions from there. I got you. Got your back like a brush strap.
My boo. Speaking of boos, Anissa and Grace, Thunder Grace, back together. Are we here for it, ladies?
I called it. That was my prediction on episode 1.
I feel like it happened too quickly.
It did. There's a lot of forgiveness real quick.
Yeah.
For Anissa.
It was two lines exchanged. I'm like, do you have to, like, play the game, right? Like, right? That tug and pull.
So, this woman dipped on you in the middle of you expressing your love for her in one night, been gone however many months, and as soon as you see her, you say, I'm in love with you and I want to be with you. What? How did we get here? It's like you skipped so many other words that you were supposed to say. Where were you? Where did you go? Why did you leave me in my most vulnerable stage? You know I got relationship issues. Why did you stay with me then? But now you popping up out of the middle of nowhere. And I'm supposed to take you back? What?
I want to be mad at her, but I think we've all been there at some point or another. You know, have you ever seen that Vine where the girl's like, I'm never messing with him again. And the next clip is her just riding in the car and she's real happy. That was Anissa in this situation.
Look, that's fine that you got back with her, but make her do the
work. Make her sweat a little bit. Okay.
And do no sweating.
So what do you guys think of ghosting, I guess, is like... That's half like ghost based. I mean, Grace ghosted her, and
she ghosted her.
She accepts somebody.
She shape shifted her.
Yeah,
because I think she was still around. She just was in different body forms.
Okay. She was eating people behind the trash can.
I mean,
it's like,
what do you guys do when someone ghosts? You just take them back?
No, of course not. If you ghost me, you got some maturity issues that ain't put together yet. I don't know if somebody done abandoned you in your childhood, whatever you got going on that you had to just dip out on me without giving me no type of hello, goodbye. So no, I don't take you back because why? You still a ghost to me.
See, the petty side of me would have been like, oh, I already met somebody else, so eh.
You still a ghost to me.
I'm a Virgo.
Well, I don't have them lined up. I don't have them lined up like that, but I wouldn't say no to.
No, you're still
I'm
a ghost to
petty.
Me.
Like, I'm just, no. I'm seeing somebody and else, bye.
And not seeing somebody else because you're not, no, not Jamila. No.
Oh.
No.
Not
well, Jamila. I wouldn't say not, who I would, it is. Well,
I would take Grace over Jamila.
Well, let's talk about Grace's powers because it's not necessarily sticking to the comics as far as what she can do. In the comics, she's half like Amazonian and has more like a strength and like, you know, she has the spots and everything. But she wasn't a shapeshifter. I'm pretty sure. Correct me if I'm wrong in the chat, but I don't believe she was a shapeshifter. So in this version, she is. What do we think she's up to? Because
well, remember Grace said she doesn't even know who she is, so she might end up finding out.
I don't think she's a man. I think that
freaks her out.
I think that's her actual form. I was like, why
Hold
did
on,
she choose
what's the actual form? The man?
I think Grace. I think her like she is the original form.
You think
but
so?
I was confused why she turned into
the man.
An old man. If I were her, I would have turned into Anissa. So Anissa was looking at herself, you know?
It looks to me like she only got three forms. Grace, the man, and
the dinosaur thing, remember?
And the leopard thing.
The dinosaur thing, remember when that time when Anissa went in her room and it was like that thing with the big tail that wasn't the leopard? Do you guys remember that?
Oh, that was a dragon.
It was something like that.
I think you might be right, Drew, but I think right now she's going through her identity crisis and hasn't discovered that that's what she is.
In the chat, y'all give me the answer to who, if you guys could shapeshift into somebody, who would you shapeshift into?
Beyonce.
I'm Rihanna.
I would be Michelle Obama. I could feel like I could get away with everything, okay?
So at this point, Donald Trump, he invincible.
Right? Nah. You couldn't pay me enough to have people after me.
Shapeshift and him be like, I just wanted y'all to know I'm done.
Okay. I would just snatch my toupee off.
This wall was a hot mess.
Snatch
toupee. I quit.
In the chat, let us know who you guys would shapeshift to. And while you're at it, go ahead and like and subscribe to this channel, to this video. I'll give you a second. Okay, cool. You should have liked it by now. We also have a lot. We don't just do superhero shows here at AfterBuzz TV. We do all kinds of shows, okay? We got reality. We got drama. You can come hang out at our sister channels, Popcorn Talk, Black Hollywood Live.
Yes.
We do it all, Henny.
All of this.
So make sure to go and check them out. And thank you guys so much for supporting us. You guys get to help us live our dreams. We want to make your dreams come true by continuing to give you good quality content. So do that now. And for now, thanks for making us the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, thank you.
Drew, we have someone in the chat who says they would shapeshift into Jordan Calloway's girlfriend.
Oh,
I think that was a good one.
Nicholas Mood. Kelly said, okay. Eric. Fandom D. Saint said that I always say Beyonce. You're right.
and she's not gonna change it. So
Nicholas Kelly said Kehlani. Someone said Malcolm X. These are good ones. Okay.
I like Kehlani.
I know, I do too.
Yes, and shout out to everybody in the chat. August, Elijah E.T., Turbo Russ, Nicholas Kelly, who else grow up? Eric's Nation, Jazzy Jones.
Cliff Washington.
Gracian? Cliff Washington, Michaela H. It's so many of y'all in here with us tonight. We appreciate y'all every single week. Y'all just be, you know, riding with us. Like, that's real deal love for y'all. And then some of y'all be in here before we even go on air. Like, that's love for y'all to sit here and wait and then talk to us the whole time. Like, I appreciate that. We love don't, you know, that's love that, you know, I don't know how to return, but one day I will. Thank you.
We love you. We see you and we love you.
Toby Sahid. All day, every day. Who else did I miss? Okay, I think that's it. ER's grandpa. Okay. Grandpa in the chat.
What's up?
Billie Jean, girl 24.
She been riding with us for a minute.
Tiana King. Okay. Yes. Y'all in here. Thank you.
Y'all really out here. Y'all. Jen's flying.
Flying
like a birdie. Fly high, flying. No lie. You know it.
She's balling.
Okay. Jen's really out here.
She's flying like a bird.
So, obviously, there's a lot of anger there with Jen. She's tired. You know, she gives this little boy a tour of the school. It's real grim. Shout out to that guy. Actually, was on The Shy. If you watch The Shy on Showtime, Lena Waithe's show. So from one Black excellence show to another, he's on this one. But she was like, this is a place where my boyfriend tried to, you know, shoot up the school. This is where my sister and I got kidnapped. This is where I was supposed to go to prom, but Tobias Well ripped my man's spine out, so I didn't get to go. So, you know, she feels some type of way.
Okay. I wouldn't even know how to respond to all right. that. Like, I'm like him, like, dang. And I felt like he was trying to, or going to ask her out or something, like, you know, shoot his shot a little bit, because all the guys here want to shoot their shot at Jen. But after all that...
No, first of all, I don't know you. Don't be walking around this mug yelling out my name to everybody trying to find me. I don't know you. So if you want me to give you tour, I'm going to give you exactly what I gave you. Thanks, Jen, because she did what I wanted it.
Well, dang, now I know not to ask Portia for a tour.
Yeah. I mean, but I know you. You know what I'm saying?
No, what if I didn't know you?
See what I'm saying? If you don't know me, don't be running around here screaming out my name.
She was the Princess of Garfield.
You don't know who looking for me?
Front office, sit him there. And she was like, who?
I heard you was looking for me. Here I go. Shout out Cass Dow, because she really representing for the D.
You know, but yeah. Jen's really kind of going through it, but it's cool to see her continue to come into her powers, continue to become more confident in it. She's just kind of a badass right now, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm nervous because Odell is pulling her strings, and she's so vulnerable about Khalil, and that makes me worried.
Yeah, and she didn't ask a lot of questions.
No, it's like, my man? Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Immediately. And I'm afraid Odell is going to make Jen just like how he did Khalil.
Because why you had the lie, Craig?
Right, we've seen a lot of manipulation, but I don't know if we've seen flat-out lies from Odell. Mm-hmm. I think this was, like, at least my first time paying attention to a flat-out, like, just blatant lie.
All okay. I know is lies from Odell.
But I get what she's saying. He hasn't necessarily lied. He's dressed up the truth.
Yeah.
And made it, like, he's
deceitful.
Even when he told Jefferson in the episode, like, if you do this, I will do what I can to help you go home. There was still like a hint of contingency to what he was saying. I think the first time he's just blatantly lied with no like
remorse.
Yeah, and no, it's not him dancing around like a truth. It's him just flat out lying.
But I think that also speaks to like where we are in the season, because if he's flat out lying, which means he's really in trouble. We know that the metas are like dying and everything else. So maybe we're gonna see even more action because he's obviously getting desperate.
Yeah.
Really want him to die.
I feel like Odell isn't... Stick with me on this because I know Portia's not going to like this. I feel like Odell isn't straight up evil. Like He's not like Tobias.
Tobias, I'm with Portia. He's evil.
I think in his mind, he believes he's a necessary evil. Oh. So he believes... I think... This is how I feel. I think he thinks he's doing what's best for the greater good. And there's not a lot. It's everything's very black and white to him. There is no gray area for him.
Like the government. Yeah. That's our government.
He's, I feel like he's a very like harsh representation of the government. And it's just like, you know, if one life saves the many, then so, in this case, Khalil's mom, like, then so be it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he poisoned a young boy.
I get it.
Because of how dirty he is. He lied to Jen, pops up at her house, okay? Uninvited. to lie to her and tell her that the Markovians killed Khalil's mama when he set a chip in Khalil for him to kill his own mama.
But think about the representation of that, about like what we're fed as the, you know, what the news forcefully feeds to us that's sometimes not the truth for the sake of, you know, getting us to do certain things. Like, I think it's...
they ain't asking us to kill our mamas, though, but I get it. I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not, but they're also, like, I don't know, I think he's a... I don't think he's supposed to be... like a Joker or like a Bane, where it's just like
they're
just like crazy, you know, they're crazy type of, like a chaotic evil. I think he in his mind has a purpose, and it's for
there's a method to
quote unquote the greater good.
But I feel like all good evil villains have a purpose, and in their heads it's their type of justice.
Yeah, well, I know people are gonna get mad about this because I'm about to make a Marvel reference, but he's a Thanos. Like, we're Thanos, and in theory, what Thanos was trying to do was, like, to help everyone by cutting the population in half so that there were more resources. Like, in his mind, that was the best thing for everyone. In Odell's mind, I feel like he thinks by doing all this, he's saving everybody.
Well, we're gonna find out.
Saving what he thinks is the good side. Not the metas. He don't give no two flips about the metas.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Basically.
Meanwhile, we got our boy Henderson, who's out here running for mayor.
Henderson is me.
I love Henderson.
We are just trying. Like, we're hanging on by a thread. And life just keeps trying it. And we just get up every day and we show up.
Do we need a group hug?
Okay, baby. Henderson is all of us.
When I say she be getting deep, y'all.
Don't worry, y'all. We're gonna hug her for a long time after the show. We're gonna be okay.
Oh, look, no. I was real deal a little nervous when that just came out. You okay?
No.
Is your eyes watering?
No.
Oh my gosh!
No.
I feel
like I'm laughing because it was really funny.
But Henderson is, you know, kind of like he's the man on the street. He's the one that's still connected to the people. He's trying to do what's best for the community. But he's trying to do it the legal way. He doesn't get to be a vigilante because he's, you know, head of police. And now his wife is like, you gonna run for mayor? That old lady gave zero Fs.
That could have been my man. Because his wife, I know she was saying, you know, who you think you talking to, and acting like she was going to run up. Ain't no acting. No. I'm running you up on your own. You not about to put your hands on my husband.
Thank you. But
you know what it reminded me of, honestly, and I feel like this is what the Baraka Kills were trying to do. It's like when Obama was in office, and people were like, it's worse now than it was but what people fail to remember is, with, for instance, a president or with, you know, head of, you know, the chief of police, just because that person's in charge doesn't mean that they get to push in it. There's still people that they have to answer to. There's still a system.
They're just the face
But one person doesn't get to, you know, just, that would be a dictatorship. One person doesn't get to just point and make everyone do everything. That, for instance, there's a big debate about how much Obama actually did in office, but when you look at who was in House, who was in Congress, all that, it was a heavily Republican household. So it's like they're gonna go against what he's pushing.
Right.
With Henderson, he's one person who has, you know, the ASA and all that kind of pushing the narrative of what he's supposed to do. So it's like, unfortunately, he's the face. He's the one everyone gets to yell at. But he's not necessarily the one who's making these choices.
We haven't seen him call a shot yet this episode, really. Yeah. Well, it'd be supported anyways.
But that lady tried to drag him. She sure did. And then she gave him the look when she was walking away. Like,
she did. The point. Like,
she did.
Like, he's going through it. He just watched one of his colleagues die from a disease that he can't even control.
A man-made disease at that.
That Dr. Jace created. Mm.
Mm. She had with a whole seizure and burn.
She, listen, the ghetto.
The ghetto.
Too much. Speaking too much, Tobias. Mm. Can we just talk about, this hair? This hair.
You digging it?
I wanted him to put it in a ponytail so bad. Just a little poof in the back.
So the bald spot and then a ponytail.
Yes. The way he was like, you know, meditating. I'm going to start doing that when people are trying to cover me.
I said he's about to choke you, Odell.
I was like, oh, he's Patti LaBelle. He was like, I'm not listening to what you're saying. I'm meditating.
Let me do my consulting.
You're not going to get me today, fam. I loved it. But he's clearly going through it. But I feel like he kind of has... I think he has a plan. I feel like Tobias always has a plan. Because he's clearly aging. His body is not doing what it once did. And Odell is trying to, you know, offer up certain things for him in order to get this suitcase. But Tobias is not budging.
I don't think he has a plan, but I think he knows that he has the upper hand because he knows what's in that suitcase and he knows that's the only thing keeping him alive. So I think...
But he don't got it.
Listen.
But he has control of Lala.
But he knows what's there.
Oh.
He got control of Lala, so... I mean, in a way, he's got it. You know?
Yeah. But I feel like Tobias... He knows that this will make him powerful and as wealthy as he want to be. Because the reason why he even had the briefcase from the beginning, because he wanted to be selling metas to run this money, okay? Mm-hmm. He was about to be in his bag with the metas and their powers. And so if he can get Odell to contribute to him being in his bag, then here we are. And you're not going to kill me because you need me. So here we are again.
Boom. I feel this pull... with when Tobias was burnt by Odell. Like, I feel this pull because just a tiny bit of me feels bad, but maybe it's because Odell was the one doing the torturing. But, and then the other side of me is like, well, you deserve it because you pulled out Khalil's spine. And so, I don't know. Did y'all feel like any type of way when he was getting burnt?
It was interesting to watch two black men two black characters who have a lot of self-hate go against one another.
Yeah.
Because it's like they have self-hate about different things.
Yeah.
He told him if he had more melanin, he wouldn't be getting burned.
That part.
That was a low blow.
Yeah, which plays into Tobias's insecurity of being an outcast of the black community. And then Tobias is coming to him and, you know, calling him boy and all of that. All the classic, like, you know.
Called Jefferson monkey.
He called Jefferson a ghetto glowworm, and I was like, let me change my Twitter name to that.
Ghetto glowworm. I saw that on Twitter a few times. Ghetto glowworm.
I think I tweeted it. I was just like, ghetto glowworm. Because I kind
of
like,
how did they even come up with that? Like, what do you... Like, a lot of people's suits glow at that. So it's like, what did... Tobias just pulled that out of thin air.
And he was hallucinating.
Yeah.
Because Jefferson don't talk like that.
But what I was wondering if that... Was that a hallucination based on him alone? Or was that a hallucination based on something that Odell was pushing?
I think it was Odell. Because y'all know he gave Jeff the watch. He said that watch has a lot of technology. If the watch got technology, first of all, he watching Jeff every move. He got tracking device, some old type of stuff, all types of stuff. So I feel like he duplicated Black Lightning and then manipulated him with that quote-unquote technology that could do so much and was playing tricks on him.
See, I didn't go that deep. Like, that's smart. I just thought it had something to do with the lights when the lights went on and everything. Mm-hmm. I just thought it had something to do with that to make him, like, maybe, like, with his eyes and mess with his brain a little bit. Because, you know, a lot was happening with Tobias, y'all. So I was thinking, like, it was something that had to do with his brain and make him seeing things.
It was all Odell. Because I feel like if Odell has so much, quote-unquote, technology in this watch, then he can do anything. So if he can manipulate this man to be harassed by Black Lightning, that's going to make him take the deal just to get out. Like, I'm not even going to up my consultation. Whatever I'm trying to do, I'm not going to ask for no more zeros. I'm not going to ask for all this other stuff. I'm just going to take any out that I can get so that I can go kill Black Lightning. Like, that's what he's doing, taunting him for revenge.
But Black Lightning doesn't even have his powers anymore, is what it seems like from the little part that came up on the screen. What were the words when Jefferson finally got home and Odell was in the lab and it's like a little thing that came over Jefferson's picture?
Holding complete.
Holding complete. So it seems like he really can't even... We didn't see him try to use his powers, but to me it looks like he doesn't even really have control of his powers anymore.
I think he has control of his powers. I think whatever testing that they're doing, whatever's going on, I think is they figured it out. I think that we'll go ahead and start talking about Jeff because Jeff gets a new suit in this episode, which love the suit. That was it's fresh. Like that.
He looked like Jean.
But I like I felt like his old suit was very bulky, and I like this. I like
this one. This one's more on the body
with the full beard. I was like, okay.
Love the suit. Dumb choice choosing the watch.
But this is what concerns me about the watch. Mm. I think that combining your powers into something that is ASA made is going to have them somehow be able to control when your powers can work and when they don't work, and when they can work on certain people and if they can't work on certain people. Mm-hmm. And you're giving them an opportunity to study
that
what
part.
You can do, and that freaks me out. I don't like that for Jeff, and it feels very like reckless of him to put something on.
Yeah. To put something on from Odell.
Yeah.
A person that you literally said out of your mouth you don't trust. And I agree with you with the studying part, because I think, you know, in order to know your enemy, you got to know their strengths and their weakness. That's why he's saying do the highest bowl. Like, you know, do this, do that. So he got to know what's your highest level, what's your strength, what's your limit, so that he could figure out how to destroy it.
That's why I said... And, you know, let me just go ahead and bring back a little Gamdar real quick. That's why I said Jefferson gonna walk up in Gamby's shop with that watch on, and Gamby gonna take it from him and burn it.
Right.
What? Yeah. Like, you knew better.
Gamby gonna look at him like, is you stupid, son?
You can't wear another man's tech.
Right. Like, where's your loyalty?
Right?
I wish man would walk in with someone else's technology. Not today.
If you needed a watch that could make your suit turn into this lightning bolt of shooting star of what you did, I can do that for you. Because that's what he been doing.
I'm not here for it. I'm very nervous about it.
He's going to be looking at that new suit like, oh, you thought you could do better.
I'm dead. Warren Walker in the chat said Jeff getting his Frederick Douglass look together.
He needs to cut that off.
No, I like it. I like it. Shape it up a little bit. Believe it.
I am not here for that.
I'm here for it.
If he shapes it up, then I'm here for it. But no, it was wilding all over the place.
But yeah, a lot of people in the chat agree with us that they don't trust this whole situation with Jefferson and Odell and wearing this watch. I don't like it. It makes me nervous.
What did you guys think of Odell giving Lightning the napkin? Speaking of not trusting the watch.
I like he's sitting there DNA. Take it either. I thought she was going to hit his hand.
Me too. I was just
I thought she was about to just hit his hand and be like, back up off of me.
Odell is very calculated, and I just need them to be smarter because they know he is.
And like, I'm glad you... I'm glad you brought up Odell and Jen, because didn't he give Jen a phone?
Yeah.
Y'all accepting too many gifts.
Right.
from Agent Odell.
Y'all just letting this man have your DNA, walk up in your house.
Okay.
Like.
And he's dangerous. Mm.
He said, I got mad. I was looking at him like, when did you get mad?
Yeah. I don't like this monotone BS that he has going on. I'm like,
he's really monotone, and he's giving everybody different orders that go against what they was doing. Yeah. Like, the lady that he sent for the job, she was there to kill Dr. Jason. Jefferson was there to take out the whole rest of the Markovian army. Then Jen was sent to blow the place up, bypassing her daddy. He done bumped her. She ain't even know it. They ain't even know each other was flying against each other. And then he got Khalil blowing up the safe house. It's like,
what's real
going
plan
on
here?
So all of y'all taking on his operations, and don't nobody know what's going on.
Well, the cliche thing that would usually happen is that they would all get in cahoots and find out and kill Odell, but I hope that the writers are past that.
No, do that.
I'm hoping you tell more.
That was cliche. Yeah.
And how he gets killed is what I want to see, and I really want to see Tobias versus Agent Odell. That, like, I'm just like, Tobias, why are you mad at
I told y'all he set that boy up. I told y'all he set Issa up. I told y'all.
He definitely wasn't saving him, so.
Like, I said he told him that on purpose to kill the boy, so he ain't got to ask him no more questions. So here we are. Now the boy is dead.
He said, I would have did the same thing. I said, y'all both just evil. I just want y'all both to just go at each other.
Well, y'all, before we get into our special segment, real quick, I want to know, because people are kind of dreaming up some fights that they want to see against people in the chat. Who's two characters from the show that you would like to see team up or fight against each other?
Tobias and Odell.
I want an Anissa and Painkiller fight.
Odell cannot fight.
Really? I liked Lightning and Tobias. We saw a glimpse of it, and I think that was really fun because he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He's literally helpless.
I would do a Grace and Painkiller.
Ooh.
She would probably protect eat that boy woman. Alive.
Oh, that's out of the box.
Interesting.
That'd be nice.
Battle of the Booze. I'm here for it.
You know, because she gave Anissa a run for her money when she fought her.
True.
What do you guys think of this reporter? Do you think she's like a meta too, or what's?
Get rid of Jamila.
I don't have a good feeling about her.
We're just done with her.
Get rid of Jamila with like, clapback news. I'm over it.
Oh, you found a bae. Okay, bye. Like, you're full of yourself. Thought that I really liked you, but I don't.
I did like
talking
that.
Talking about some, I'm not going to sleep with you and then go all crazy over you. You are, look.
I was like, are you an Aquarius?
That's what you said over your out your mouth. But who's to say what you're going to be doing next week?
That's true. She could be mad stalker crazy.
I'm getting those vibes. Like, anybody that just dismisses a situation like that after suggesting they be, like, second is kind of, like, weird.
Like, I think maybe she knows who Anissa really is. Like, she knows she's Blackbird.
She's been following her.
She's trying to get the scoop.
She got her own video camera.
She got the scoop, and then she's trying to get the scoop.
Who tunes in to clapback news? Like, it would be different if we saw, like, little girls at home, like, hiding on their iPads, like, tuning in to clapback news.
She tunes in.
But, like, you don't have a following. Like, even if it was, like, Instagram Live, we could see, like, the likes and the views. Like, no one's watching this.
Yeah.
A mess.
But I don't think she knows, like, 100% sure. I think that's what she's trying to get. Like, that's why she was following her and trying to get the video. Like, I know it might be you. So I think she's just trying to get that proof for views.
A mess. But let's hop into this segment real quick because we got to wrap it up soon. Let's do OMBL.
Ooh. Wow.
You guys, if you are new to the show, one, welcome. And two, our special segment is called OMBL, Oh My Black Lightning. It's our OMG moments of the episode, moments that had a shock, shooketh, all of the above. So you guys in the chat, in the comments, let us know what your all's OMBL moments were. And Portia, take it away.
Tobias being burned by the sun.
Same.
Aww.
He bubbled up.
Like all of our...
It took all of 60 seconds before his skin started bubbling up from the sun.
That was a lot.
Dang.
So was that like the medicine?
He said
like
it's equivalent to an hour on the beach. My skin ain't never did that.
Well, he's still...
He has albinism.
Yeah.
Oh.
And no sunscreen.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Black folk, you still gotta wear sunscreen.
Absolutely.
Okay? Don't get it twisted. Doesn't matter if you have more melanin or not. We will all burn.
Okay. I had no idea until I found out. Okay.
We need to be on that young Angela Bassett. Okay?
Listen, yes. You want to age, if you want to age like Angela Bassett, honey, you better lather up with that SPF 50. Okay? You agree?
I agreed, yeah.
Lanisha?
That was mine, but my other one was when Khalil put that knife in the guy and then took it out. I was like, ow, BL.
Good Lord. That was nasty. Ooh. That was. I'm not going to front with you.
I love fight scenes like that. I love hearing the crack and everything. I love it.
Your excitement about that.
I know. I'm starting to get into Painkiller. Let me stop.
Mine was when we haven't seen much of what Lightning can do. So when she came down and just cleared everybody out, I was like, okay, Jen, I'm excited about this now.
I agree. Mine was definitely seeing Jen fly and then her airing that out. I was like, okay. And I really, even though I don't trust the suit, I really like Jefferson's suit.
Yeah, it's like, dope.
I just think it just looks, one, it's like shout out to them giving Black Lightning a bigger budget because that suit's just badass. Like, it just, I feel like it really embodies him being a superhero. You know, it looks a lot less cosplay, a lot more like, let's play. Okay.
He said, come on, season 3, bye.
Bye. But you guys in the chat, in the comments, let us know and we'll be responding to you guys all throughout the week. Let's get into news and gossip. AfterBuzz
TV News. All right, y'all. So tonight is a movie night, okay? Because news and gossip this week is all about movies. So we have Nafisa first on the list. She is actually starring in a movie called Black and Blue, and it releases this Friday.
That's right.
This movie is amazing because it is the very first film that it stars an African-American woman police officer.
Okay.
And not only is it amazing in that area, so it's really about how she catches this killing of a black man by her fellow colleagues on her body cam. And now the drug dealers that, I guess, he was a drug dealer. Just so happened to be a drug dealer. He probably was unarmed, though. Okay. But the drug dealers coming after her because, you know, they think she has something to do with it. And then her team coming after her because they want the footage. So, Nafisa, our girl, a.k.a. Anissa, she's in it. Make sure y'all go check that out this Friday. It's a historic movie. It's going to be amazing. And I'm ready to actually see some cops pay for what they're doing out here. Okay? Quote me. So, next on the list, we have Jordan Calloway, who's actually going to be starring in Countdown. And that is a funny, scary movie. I don't do scary, but he said it's funny. But I still don't do scary. So here we are. Y'all go check that out because that also releases on Friday. How do y'all feel about scary movies?
This is kind of funny because
I'm a huge scary movie fan. I'm super hyped about this. And fun fact, this is, I think he says it in his caption, it's his first film.
Theatrical film.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Shout out to Jordan.
But I'm excited to see it. I saw the trailer. It looks hella scary.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to come hold my hand while I watch it, slide my DMs.
I'm going to be hard. Like this.
Yeah, well, you know, I won't even step foot in the theater. So.
Well, thank you, Miss Portia, for that lovely news and gossip. Let's hop into predictions before we get up out of here.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Who wants to take it away?
I think that Khalil, well, Painkiller, I think he's going to go rogue. But that's what
he is rogue. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Against Odell, but I think that's what Odell is, you know, training Jim for, so to have some type of battle between them two or something like that. That's what I think is going to happen.
I think Lynn puts together how Odell is manipulating her family members, and she backhands him.
Anissa is going to reveal to Grace her powers.
Ooh, okay.
That's a good one.
I think we're not gonna have one big bad this season. I think the family is gonna have to split up to handle different people and somehow have to team up to handle different people. I think it's gonna be very like, I just feel like the
end like of a web.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have a real crazy fight scene by the end of the season.
Well, we see how everybody on different missions.
Yeah,
I'm glad you brought that. If you guys watch The Flash, y'all, they were dropping so many Black Lightning hints up in there. Like, I think that's coming very soon with the crisis and everything. That's all I gotta say.
We will have to see. But until next time, guys. We're out of time. Where can they find you all?
Well, I'm Lanisha. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
Okay.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Zuri Shalice.
And you can find me on all social media at Portia Carter. And on Mondays, if y'all watch 911, please come join me in my chat on that show. We a little earlier on Mondays.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. If you want to go talk about those Black Lightning drops, I'm going to be on The Flash after show in just a little bit. And on Sundays, I'm now on Watchmen, keeping it in the DC family. And you guys can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ. Until next time, guys. Bye. See you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.